Well, good morning to you all again, and I want to get going right away here. I want to start off talking just a little quick minute about what you all already know, and that is that we are in the midst of a pandemic. I don't think there's anyone on here that's not keenly aware of that fact. And I certainly am. It has been a trying several weeks for me, for my wife as well, here at Recovery Outreach Services, her business, where we are an essential service. And so we have been open, you know, 5 days a week straight on through this, and have had to make some major adjustments, though, as have all of us, whether you're staying at home and doing your part that way, or whether you are like myself, my wife, essential service workers, and are out doing your part that way, it has become a matter of some major adjustments just to do whatever it is you're doing. And so we thank God that we have made it successfully through another week. You know, I had that old song on my mind this morning. Some of you will know it. Sister Amanda, Sister Looney, Pastor Carol, you will certainly know that song, "Just Another Day That the Lord Has Kept Me." Just another day. And we can say just another week, in fact, praise God, that the Lord has kept us. It is only His grace, His mercy extended to us that has kept us, despite what some in government say. And we don't discount the hard work that frontline workers are doing. And we thank God for the doctors and nurses, the researchers. We thank God for all of the folks at the CDC, the folks at the National Institutes of Health. We thank God for all of them. But God. Because it is God Himself that allows them even to draw breath. Let me just take it to the very basics. And so we know that it is God. We give praise to God this morning for helping us to be able to show up in our right mind, arguably for some of us perhaps. But I'm going to trust that you are in your right mind today, that you had the wherewithal to get on here and get a word from the Lord. Now, we've been involved in a series that I'm calling 8 R's for right now. And I want you to understand that that right now part is an important part of this topic series here that we're doing. Because unlike some messages that the Lord gives that are for, you know, more general, perhaps, there's a lot of specificity with this particular word from the Lord. It is a time for right now, and I dare say it is, you know, prophetic in some ways. Certainly, it is also a word that is apropos to the season that we're in. We just came out of Passover season, where we celebrate the first Passover in Egypt, where the children of Israel applied the blood of the lamb to their doorposts, and the death angel passed over them. We thank God that for all of you, at least, the death angel has passed over you this week, kept right on going. And right behind that, of course, on last Sunday, we were celebrating and continue, I hope, to celebrate all year long the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Resurrection Day. And we talked about that. That was, in fact, one of our R's, and we'll get into that a little bit more here in a moment. But we find that this word is apropos to the time that we're in, both on the calendar and with respect to what's going on in our world. As I said, a lot of uncertainty going on, and a lot of adjustments. And when there is uncertainty, when there is the constant need for adjustment, every day is a little different, it seems. There is the temptation or tendency for some to fear. I have found myself, can I be transparent for just a moment and tell you that even I, who consider myself to be pretty strong in my faith, and who early on was very much in tune with the message of the Lord to fear not. And I, in fact, I have shared that message with others of you, you know, not to fear. That having been said, do you know that every once in a while, fear tries to just pop up and overtake me? I have a little a little uncomfortableness in my chest or a cough or a little, you know, a ache or a pain, and boom, fear tries to assert itself in that moment, in that millisecond of time, tries to assert itself. Good morning, Deacon. And tries to say, hey, remember me? Fear, I'm right back. I haven't gone anywhere. But then I remember the perfect love of God. 1 John 4:18 tells us that we have nothing to fear from one who loves us perfectly. Perfect love, in fact, the King James Version of it tells us, casts out fear. We get rid of fear as we practice, I hope y'all heard that, as we practice the perfect love of God. It's one thing to know it kind of in your mind intellectually to say, yeah, God loves me. Even as we've just come out of Easter, Resurrection Sunday there, no greater testimony of the love of God than that which we see and experience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But that having been said, don't think that fear won't try to run up on you. It will try. But as we remind ourselves of the love of God, and remember the first R was remember. Remember. We've got to remember. We've got to remind ourselves of who God is, who we are in God, what he has done already. Listen, you would not have made it to this particular day had it not been for a series of miracles and blessings and graces to you and mercies for you and faithfulness all around you that God has shown up to this present time. Now, see, you're getting ahead of me, Sister Patricia. You're getting ahead of me. That's one of our R's for today. You're getting ahead of me. Don't be trying to preach my message already. But as you remember, you're able then to refresh your vision and your insight. You're able to see things more clearly than you were before. Okay? And you're able then to renew your commitment to God and to renew your mind. Listen, we are admonished in Scripture to renew our minds. In fact, it is by the renewing of our minds that we are transformed. So says Paul to us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8. It is by the renewing of our minds that we are transformed. Transformed from what? From glory to glory, he tells us in another of his letters, right? And so God has taken us somewhere. God is transforming us. God is taking us to new levels and to new heights in him. Good morning, Sister Joetta. Great to see you. Been praying for you and your son. Praise God. And so it shouldn't come as any surprise to us in our human condition that the enemy of your soul and mine tries to keep coming at us. Why are we surprised when evil does what evil does? Why are we surprised when folks who are influenced and given over to evil do what they do? Why are we surprised? Here's the thing. What are you doing? Who are you being? Who are you showing up as in your life? Again, I tell you, whether you're staying at home as Pastor Carol, now working on 4 or 5 weeks that she's been on lockdown, but she is showing up every day as the child of God that she is. She's showing up every day as the daughter of the Most High that she is. She's growing and transforming. And I want you to understand that there is an after these things coming. It's not always going to be like it is right now. But we are in the midst of unprecedented times. And so it is incumbent upon us right now, this is a right now word, that we first of all remember who God is and who we are. That we refresh our vision, because every kind of thing is coming up against you. Good morning, Sister Libby. Every kind of thing coming up against you to challenge your internal vision. Listen to me carefully. Your internal vision. You have to guard your eyes, the eyes of your heart, the eyes of your understanding, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 1. He calls on us to pray that God would enlighten us, basically from the inside out, that he would enlighten us in the eyes of our heart. Because our natural eyes looking around, it is very easy to become overwhelmed. It's very easy to become flat out scared. Terrified. What's going to happen next? Am I going to be the next statistic? A friend of mine the other day said, "You know, I don't think this Corona thing is all that they're cracking it up to be." I said, "Well, you know, there are 37,000 folks who testifying otherwise. They gone and they not coming back, and that's real, okay? And that may be a drop in the bucket." Compared to 350 million people in America, but ask any relative of any one of those people and they will tell you that it is highly significant to them. And so I want you to understand that God is sending this word to you for you and yours. You're not going to be able necessarily to transform the whole world, but that was never your job. Holy Spirit is interested, first of all, in transforming you. And as I said earlier, quoting Paul in Romans 8, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. As we remember the Word of God, as we remember His promises, as we rehearse them, there's another R for free there. It's not one of them, but I'm going to throw it in. As we rehearse those, renew and refresh our vision, then we're able to move on to that next level, as we spoke about last week, of resurrection. That God absolutely wants to resurrect some things in your life, some things you thought were over, some things you'd forgot about, some things you thought would never happen, some things you thought you're too old for, some things you thought you don't have enough money for, some things you thought you don't have the right connections for. Can I tell you, boy, here comes another freebie. I told y'all earlier, I warned y'all, there might be more than 8 R's. I'm going to focus on 8 of them, but there are a couple of others that are popping up. So here's another one for you. We are in the midst of a global reset. Y'all know about those reset buttons you have on some of your electronic devices when everything goes crazy. You know, you've got them on a phone or on a computer when things have just gotten out of whack and you don't know what else to do and you can't figure it out and can't fix it. There's a little red button, oftentimes red, because it's like, wait a minute, don't press this until you absolutely mean to, for sure. And it's called a reset button. Can I tell you prophetically right now that for much of us, many of us, God is doing a reset in our lives. That's what resurrection's about, y'all. among other things, resurrection is about a reset. I'm going to give y'all just a quick second right there. I got one witness. Thank you, Sister Libby. Praise God for the reset button. It may seem really crazy right now. It may seem like all hell is breaking loose. It may seem like you are losing your mind. Even as you remember the things that he's promised you and you allowed yourself for just a moment at least to refresh your vision and to recommit and say, yeah, I think he can do that. I think it's still possible. We have the testimony of the resurrection itself to say, yes, indeed, it is possible. Yes, it's not over. Good morning, Deacon. Good morning, lady. Yes, it's not over. And so for the world and the church, listen to me now, for both the world and the church, God has rolled out a great big reset button. I want you to know, I'll reiterate again, even to the point of redundancy, there's another R for you, just forgive me for that. I'm on a roll. That he has not changed his mind about what he promised you. And this do-over, this reset button that he's rolled out for us, it is for us to hit that bad boy and get ready for the next phase of our life, for the next phase of the church, for the next phase of the world. Praise God. We are in a situation right now. The air conditioners come on. Sorry about that. I'll try to talk a little louder over it. Apologize. But we are in a situation right now then where we have the opportunity to go back and pick up where we left off. Some things that God has promised us, some things that we thought we were going to be able to do. We're going to find out that yes, we are indeed going to be able to do those. Can I tell you right now something? Let me give you a little bit of insight, a little bit of personal testimony. Again, I'll be a little transparent here. My wife won't mind, I hope, that we here at my wife's business at Recovery Outreach Services, it's been a tough couple of years for us in many ways. And we have struggled in some respects, even while we continue to sow seed, even while we continue to do as best we could the right thing, it's been somewhat of a struggle. And so here comes this global pandemic along that threatens everything and everybody. Business is shutting down. Millions upon millions of people getting laid off. Don't know when they're coming back. Don't know if they've got a business to come back to. And here we are as essential workers still out on the front line, but with an already somewhat shaky situation getting even shakier. And so here comes the government trying to help. Praise God for the government. Here they come with their stimulus package and with certain programs intended for businesses. Let me tell you that the favor of God began to show up for us. Our accountant told us about the program. We didn't know anything about it. By the time he told us, he'd already filled out some of the paperwork for us so that we could get it in early to the bank to receive some help. Now, let me tell you that the bank promptly managed to lose that paperwork for about 2 weeks. Yeah, that's a pause on purpose right there. You can't find the paperwork we turned in. The paperwork we turned in early to you. You're telling me you can't find it. You got no record of it. But can I fast forward? I'm not going to belabor this point because I got a couple of other things to bring to you this morning. Can I fast forward and tell you that God was in the midst of it even then? And that by the time we got the paperwork and turned in all the other stuff that they demanded that we turn in order to be part of this program, and even as the news was saying the money has run out, there is no more, can I tell you that God came through? Can I tell you that the money is in the account right now? Can I tell you that he will do what he promised? Though the world is in an uproar, though the news is contrary to what you're trying to do, it doesn't change what God is doing in your life. And if we will remember, if we will refresh, if we will renew, if we will allow Holy Spirit to resurrect in us, we can get to that other part that I was talking about last week, and that is rest. Very important, very, 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 very important that you understand that it is from that place of resurrection where you are absolutely, positively sure that God is on your side, that you are absolutely, positively convinced that the thing is real. Listen, the disciples thought it was all over. They thought it was all over. All their hopes and dreams, all the promises, all the potential, I'm talking to somebody right now, was dashed when Jesus was murdered. But the resurrection proved that it was not over for them. The resurrection proved that everything that God had promised was indeed about to manifest. Everything. Yes, indeed, Deacon Favor. Everything that God has promised. I want to tell you today that everything that he has promised for you, he is still intending to do. In fact, resurrection has already begun. Resurrection has already begun in your life. Resurrection has already begun in your circumstances. Resurrection has already begun. And so we can enter into a place of rest. Now listen, I'm not talking about rest as in complete inactivity, but I'm talking about rest in a sense of an assurance, of a blessed assurance, as the song says, that Jesus is mine, of a blessed assurance that he has not left me, that he has not forsaken me, that he has not forgotten about me, a blessed assurance that everything he promised, he will do. So that brings me this morning to R number six, officially. I know I done hit a bunch, but officially brings me to R number six and number seven today. Can I tell you, R number eight's got its own week. It needs its own week. So we're going to finish up next week with that R. But today, from that place of rest, and some of you, you know, you done had about enough rest of that inactive kind. You ready to get out and do something, but hold on just a second. Hold up just a moment. As we allow the excitement and the exhilaration of resurrection to take hold of us, realizing that God is going to do everything he promised, realizing that we've got a reset button, realizing that we've got a do-over. Hey, somebody ought to put that in the screen right there. Thank God for the do-over. I know I need a do-over, y'all. I know I need that reset. But it is from that place of rest, not inactivity, but rest as in the assurance, the confidence that comes from Holy Spirit himself, that I enter into this place of refocus. Now, Sister Patricia, you tried to get up on me earlier there and rush me just a little bit, but I'm ready for that refocus now. Refocus. Listen, when you are overwhelmed, when you are in a place where you don't know which side is up, and you're frantic and you're nervous and you're fearful and you cannot focus. You cannot focus. But can I tell you that at this particular point in time, at this particular point in your life, at this particular point in this global reset, God needs you to rest in Him, rest in the assurance that He's got you, so that you can refocus. It's very important that you not miss this next move of God in your life. It's very important that you not miss the next instruction that He has for you. It's very important that you not miss what He's showing you. Oh yeah, it's right in front of you, but you won't see it if you're all crazy in your head. If you're all, the sky is falling, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what's going to happen next. They got 6 more cases today, and they won't tell us where they happened. I went to Walmart last week, and slow down a second. The resurrection is real. The resurrection happened, and the resurrection is real in your life and for you. Take a deep breath. Take 2 or 3. Thank God that you can. Rest in the assurance, in the confidence of what He has done, in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And from that place of rest, begin to allow Holy Spirit to refocus your attention. Yes, ma'am, relationships are part of it. There's an R for you. Relationships are part of this do-over. He's reestablishing some things. And I can't get off these R's. He is reestablishing some things. He's reestablishing relationships, even as He is opening up doors for new ones. Can I tell you? I'm going to. Can I tell you that I had business dealings this week, that is to say last week, with a man that I have never met in my life, never heard his name in my life, but God helped my wife and I establish a relationship with this gentleman, and that relationship allowed an opportunity for the favor of God to manifest, and real money is in our business account now because of that relationship from a man that we didn't even know before. We didn't know his name before. We didn't even know that he existed. And he kind of become our best friend over the last few days. God is resurrecting. He's resurrecting things on the one hand, and He's also opening doors for new relationships on the other hand. But you got to be focused. You got to allow Holy Spirit. Now listen, let me tell you real quick. Can I tell you real quick right there? I'm trying to slow down myself here. I'm getting a little excited. You probably couldn't tell that, but I am just a little excited right at the moment. Can I tell you that one of the big mistakes right now would be for you to try to jump up and do this thing on your own? Somebody say it's all right to ask for help. And I'm telling you that, first of all, of course, we are asking help from God Himself. Holy Spirit is right here with you, in you, ready to help. If you will quiet yourself in the rest of God, in the rest and assurance of the resurrection. If you will quiet yourself, Holy Spirit is right here, ready, willing, and able to help you refocus. He will show you who you need to talk to, who you need to call, what you need to do. Even if that's doing nothing for a minute, just sit still. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy because we're jumping up, you know, we'll do something, even if it's wrong, just to be busy. Busyness is not always blessedness, okay? Can I tell you that? Busyness is not always blessedness. It needs to be the inspired move of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, ma'am. To refocus our attention. Listen, there is... Boy, y'all got me excited. There is so much that Holy Spirit wants to do. And can I tell you also that hitting that reset button in your life will mean that some things have to accelerate in a way that you can't make happen yourself. He's going to make some things that you've been working on, or you say you've been working on anyway, for the last 10 years, he's going to make them happen in a very short period of time. See, if I've got the answer, let me back up a second. I was talking to Minister Rogers the other day, and we were talking about all the research that's going right now into a vaccine for the COVID-19 situation. And I was saying to her that not unlike other situations before in the past, the answer was already known to God. It just wasn't known to us. And it may have taken 1,000 experiments and 100 trial runs to get to the answer that God knew already all the time. But what would happen, and because we've seen this happen, we have seen this. We've seen it happen in industry. We've seen it happen in medicine. We've seen it happen in other areas where a person who is committed to the Lord and is convinced of the resurrection power of Jesus in his or her life and is operating in the rest of God allows themselves to be in a place where Holy Spirit can refocus them and can give them the answer and cause them to leapfrog. This is still leap year, y'all. That word is still valid right now. Cause them to leap forward in time in a manner that would have taken months or years to do before on your own. Let me ask you a question. Would it be all right with you if God fast forwarded some things in your life? Would you be okay with a fast forward? Would you be okay if some things that you've been working on for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, Minister Rogers, if he fast forwarded them for you, if he just gave you the right answer, gave you the right instruction, gave you the connection, opened the door right now and fast forwarded, accelerated your situation, would that be all right with you? Am I the only one that would be okay with that? I hope not. Yeah. It'd be okay if he speeded up some things, if he fast forwarded some things. That'd be okay with you? You all right with that, Sister Libby? Praise God. Yeah. You all right with that? You all right with that, Sister Shannon? Yeah. Okay. You're agreeing with me there? You're okay with that? Because I'm telling you, that's what he wants to do. That's what is going to happen. Listen, I am 60 years old, 6-0. I know I don't look it, but you know. I'm 60 years old, y'all. Unless some really big set of miracles occurs, I probably won't live another 60 years. I mean, it could happen, I suppose. But most likely, I won't live another 60 years. And so some of the things that I've been hoping for, dreaming about, are going to need to happen in less than 60 years. Some of them maybe in less than 10 or 5. And I want you to know that God has not wasted what you've already done. He's not wasted what you've already learned. He's not wasted the situation. Now you're in the perfect place for the resurrection power of God to manifest in your life in such a way that you can accelerate and fast forward on this thing. But it's going to require that you refocus from a place of rest. Not that frantic, oh, but from a trusting, confident place of rest. I hope you're hearing me. To refocus on what God wants to do in and through you now. Think about the disciples who walked with Jesus for 3.5 years, some of them. And they heard his teachings. They saw the miracles. A lot was confusing. They listened, but a lot of it they didn't understand at the time. And I know this to be true because when the murder happened, when the crucifixion happened, they were all dejected and out of sorts. And they like, well, it's obviously over. I thought we were on the right path, but obviously he wasn't the one. Something, you know, they let go of all the things that they had learned, all the things that they had seen and heard him say, all the miracles that they had watched him perform, kind of all went out the window. But in reality, stay with me here, in reality, they were just on the back burner. They were all still there. The experiences were all still there. The memories were all still there. But in the midst of the chaos that ensued after the crucifixion, they kind of shut down. Some of them went into hiding, in fact. But can I tell you that as Jesus began to manifest himself after the resurrection, for example, in Luke 24, where we see the fellows on the road to Emmaus, and he comes up on them and begins to talk to them and begins to remind them of the scripture, begins to elucidate and clarify some things for them, begins to cause them to remember and refresh and renew, brings them on up and through the resurrection and tells them, yeah, it's all still on track, boys. It's all still on track. This same Jesus, that it's all on track. Everything you learned, everything you saw, it was not wasted. You're getting ready to spring forward. You're getting ready to catapult forward in about 40 days, Jesus. Have mercy. In about 40 days. That's a word for somebody right there. I may just have to take that with myself. In about 40 days. Hallelujah. In about 40 days. Because on that 50th day after the resurrection was the day of Pentecost. We're already 7 days in past that, y'all. Woo! Glory to God. I'm about to get excited all by myself. Can I tell you? Yeah, that word am I hitting in my heart? Because he's about to bring all this to manifestation. He's about to bring some things to a head for you. As you rest in the truth of his finished work, and as you allow Holy Spirit to begin to refocus your attention. Can I tell you that things are going to accelerate, that things are going to move forward for you? Because listen, you're on a time schedule in your own mind. You've got a time frame and a time schedule for things. But guess what? You're not the only one. God has a timetable as well. And he's about to let you in on the secret of what time it really is in your life. We measure our lives so oftentimes in ways that have little, if anything, to do with God's timetable for us. The late Dr. Miles Monroe used to say that God measures life in terms of purpose, not in terms of years. If it were in terms of years, we'd all have to be 100 to get anything done. But God measures life in terms of purpose. And listen, unless your purpose is already fulfilled, it ain't time for you to go yet. Can I just encourage you right now to refocus on the timetable that God is laying out for you right now? And where you thought, oh, this was over, it's still on track for him. Oh, you still intend to do that thing? Oh, you still, that's just about to manifest here in another 2 weeks. That's just about to manifest in another 2 months. Okay, I'm back on track. I'm with it. Let me settle myself down. My voice getting a little high. Jesus. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten his promise to you. He has not forgotten his promise to you. Now listen, let me move on to this seventh R, because it's important that you get this one as well. I hope somebody's getting something out of this today. If not, then I'm just going to go back and listen to it myself, because I'm being blessed right now as we speak. The seventh R. Are you ready? The seventh R. That's right, Sister Chris. Get ready. Because it's about to go down. Hallelujah. In a good way. The seventh R is release. Release. After you've remembered some things, after you've refreshed your vision, after you have renewed your mind, after you have experienced the power of resurrection, after you have stepped into the rest of God, the confidence and assurance of what he has promised and is still intending to manifest, after you've allowed Holy Spirit to refocus you and get you on the right track again, to reset you, after you allowed him to give you the instruction for the next leg of the journey, then it's time to release. What am I releasing, Brother Mark? First of all, you are releasing praise. Let me tell you that right now is the time to praise God like never before. In the midst of the craziness and the chaos and the upside down nature of the world, in the midst of uncertainty, it is time to praise God, because listen, the secret of the Lord is with his saints. You have some secret knowledge. You understand some things in a way that others don't. You have a different point of reference than others do. You have a different way of looking at things. You have new vision and clarified sight. You have the resurrection power of Jesus himself living inside you, active. And so you don't have to flip out because of CNN or Fox News. You can release your praise unto God. Release your faith in God right now. Reestablish your praise. Right there. Reestablish your praise. Reestablish your praise. Release praise to God. Release your faith in Him. Release your confidence in Him right now. My God, today, I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. Release, release, release. Listen, you're not meant to carry all this stuff around. Let it go. Let it go. Shake it off. Release it. Shout it out. Let Holy Spirit begin to manifest in you the power of God. As you release your praise, as you release your faith, as you release your trust, as you release your confidence in Him, you've already remembered some things. He's caused you to remember some things. He's caused you to refresh your vision. He's caused you to recommit to Him. He's manifesting His resurrection power. It's not just a story. It's your life. And so you've regained your footing. You're not unstable anymore. You've regained your footing in a place of rest. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When all hell's breaking loose around you, you're at rest. He's directing you. Release that praise to Him now. Release that praise. Release that trust. I hope I'm not the only one getting this today. Yes, ma'am. He absolutely will open the windows of heaven, Pastor. He will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't even contain. Rivers in the desert, Isaiah 43 said. Rivers in the desert, in that place where it looked like it couldn't happen, in that place where it looked like there was no refreshing, in that place where it looked like all hope was dead. Rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. And guess what? Y'all read Isaiah 43. Sometimes start at verse 18 and read on a few verses there. You'll see that not only were the people of God blessed and refreshed as those rivers broke forth in the desert, but even the wild animals on the outskirts were blessed. There are going to be people. Listen. You're carrying somebody's blessing right now. They don't even know how to get hold of God. They don't even know that they're not even sure there is a God. They're just barely getting from one day to the next. They haven't even begun to figure it out. They don't even know where the pieces are to put them together. But you're holding the blessing of God. Release right now your praise, that the blessing of God would begin to flow through you. Because they're waiting right now. They're waiting right now. They're waiting right now. Hallelujah. The world is waiting for what God intends to do in you and through you. My God, today, rivers of living water, Jesus said, rivers of living water, rivers of living water. That's right. John 7, rivers of living water flowing through you as you release your praise to God. Listen, it's not time for us to be quiet. That's not what time it is. That's not what time it is. It's time for us to testify of the goodness of God. It's time for us to assert our confidence in God. Let everybody know in whom we have believed and that we believe that He is faithful, that He's unfailing, that He has not changed His mind about us, that I'm still the apple of His eye. Hallelujah. It's that time to let the world know in whom we believe, to let the world know that we're confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There's no quit here. There's no sit down and shut up here. I dare you to try to shut me up right about now. I will tell everybody, I'm trusting in God. He brought me too far for me to give up on him now. He never gave up on me. He brought me too far for me to stop trusting him now. He brought me too far for me to renege on my promises. There's an R you don't want to deal with. But I'm going to reestablish my faith in his resurrection power, in his promises to me. I'm going to let the world know who Jesus is. I'm going to let the world know that he is the hope of the nations. Ooh. Can I tell you right now as we close, because I got to shut this down. Can I tell you right now that I am convinced that we are about to enter. In fact, we have already begun entering through the door of a supernatural season in the life of the church. Listen, I don't have time to talk about it right now, but the church itself is going to have to hit the reset button. Right now, you got pastors who have sworn they never be on Facebook. All the devil's on Facebook, and all the that's just of the evil one. And we was meant just to get up and put on a suit and tie and come to church, and that's the only way you do it. Yeah, those same pastors now are talking about visit us online. We're streaming services every Sunday. Oh, say what, Pastor? Yeah, you had to hit the reset button, didn't you? You had to do some things differently than you ever thought you'd do them before. Oh, and he's not through. Yeah, please visit us online. Yeah, right. We're doing things differently. He's establishing a new normal. The old stuff isn't going to work anymore. Listen, I don't know if you have looked around lately, but listen, there's so much of the world that don't care nothing about how you do in church. They're not coming to church. They don't care nothing about how you do in church. But the world has been shaken. The Hebrew writer tells us in chapter 12 that there is coming a time, and I believe that time is now, where everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that that which cannot be shaken is established. And when the dust settles, they're going to be looking for you. When the dust settles, they're open to that conversation about Jesus. When that dust settles, they're looking for some kind of spiritual answer to stuff that they ain't got no answer for. And it may come in a Facebook post. It may come in a live stream for a church service. It may come in all kinds of different ways than it would have before. Because we hit the reset button. And he's about to accelerate some things, to fast forward some things, to wrap up some things for somebody. My time is about out, y'all. Just to recap. On these 8 R's, I should call it 8 R's plus, because we done hit a few other extras, but our main ones: remember, refresh, renew, resurrection, rest, refocus, and release. Next week, we're coming with the very last R. I'm going to give it the whole time because it's important and it deserves its own time frame. Ah, Lord, I hope you're ready for it. Listen, I've enjoyed this time with you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. If you miss part of it, catch the replay. We'll be up in a bit. Likewise, we'll have the audio available on our deliverancetemple.org website. For those of you who are missing out on announcements, make sure you check the announcement tab on the Facebook page here to get all of the announcements that we're putting out. And join us at 11 o'clock today, 11 o'clock, just in 1 hour. Join us for the morning worship conference call. That number is posted in the Facebook page here, pinned to the top, or in the announcements. Dial in and rejoice with us for morning worship service. Can I drop a little secret and let you know that none other than Pastor Gwendolyn J. Marshall will be preaching today. I call her the Rocket, y'all. She'll be preaching today. I'm going to be there. I hope you will too. God bless you. We will see you soon. Thank you again. Bye-bye now.